The families of those who were aboard Flight 587 are obviously in a state of shock and grief. Several survivors lost many family members yesterday. In New York, NPR's Emily Harris has that story.
On a busy Manhattan street corner near a center set up to help victims' families, Tirso de la Cruz unfolds five green pieces of paper. They are missing persons reports, official documentation that his family has been forever changed.
I got here. Let me go by order. Let me see. Okay. Over here I have my brother, Leonardo. Also,
De La Cruz is a polite man with sincere eyes. His father was on Flight 587 too.
He was a really nice guy. He was an old man already, 74 years old. Mm-hmm. I also lose my brother. He was 52 last month, and his wife and the two kids. I lose five members of my family altogether.
The De La Cruzes came to the survivors' gathering place at New York's Javits Convention Center, along with hundreds of other deeply grieving and tired family members. Counselors are there to talk, social workers to help with a variety of potential needs. Officials from the crash investigation briefed families there today. Tirso De La Cruz says he can't get the bodies back quite yet.
Right now, I'm waiting for my sister. She's going to bring some proof for the DNA. You see, because when I was there now in the Javits Center, they told me they can do nothing till I bring something for the DNA test.
In some ways, New York leaders are grateful for the near normalcy of this tragedy. But the shadow of September 11th looms over it in many ways. New York Governor George Pataki has met with families.
Sister showed me a picture of her brother, who was a U.S. Navy sailor. And he had been on the Enterprise serving for 7 months and had just gotten back to New York, I believe it was 2 days ago, and was flying down to the Dominican Republic to see his parents and say hello.
Many of those who died on Flight 587 were of Dominican origin. Surviving relatives are not eligible for special funds set up for crime victims or for anything set aside for survivors of the World Trade Center attacks. But Mayor Rudolph Giuliani is conscious of comparisons.
We're going to make sure they are given all the social services that exist at the city, state, and federal level. And then the governor and I have also talked about our jointly organizing a charitable effort for them. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that will want to donate to help them and assist them.
Giuliani's also sure this latest tragedy won't hurt New York's push for economic recovery. But the recovery of anything beyond bodies and some kind of closure is far from the mind of 17-year-old Robert Tino De La Cruz.
We see it in the news, and we didn't quite expect that to ever happen to one of us. So it was like a big shock. And you never really know how to feel to the people that you see in the news until it happens, you know, until it comes to your own house and comes to your family.
This is how it feels for people in the news, he says, like someone just picked up his cousins, aunt, uncle, and grandfather off the face of the earth. Emily Harris, NPR News, New York.